You know, I'd sometimes joke that after speaking with our next guest who's going to join me today, and we'll talk about this and the food shortages and so much more, I said to him, I said, you know, when I'm done hearing, when listening to you, I said, I want to go home. I want to drink a glass of hemlock because of your outlook on the future. It's negative. It's dark. And, you know, where's the hope in all of that? Most of his peers were complete opposite beliefs, and they have these bullish forecasts. Oh, this is temporary. We're going to be through this. Things are going to be better. And you know, like everything is cyclical. Things rise and fall. But I'll tell you, my next guest has been pretty accurate in his assessment. And I kid him about drinking the hemlock, of course. But bottom line is that Peter Grandage told us last fall. Remember that? And I like this because like what I just said, you know, I like to look ahead, see what's coming. Last fall, Peter said it was his opinion that all stocks and bonds should be sold by year's end. And he did that because his belief at the time was that America had entered the worst economic, worst social, worst political era. And in his words, he says we should be live chickens versus dead ducks. And he was, you know, he wasn't alone. But he was relatively alone. Most other people didn't think that was going to be the case. Peter warned. He said, this is what I see coming. And he often says, like, I don't have a crystal ball, Drew. But, you know, here's what I see. Here's what the winds are telling me. Here's how I'm reading them. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with Peter. His life story, he chronicled in a book called Confessions of a Former Wall Street Whiz Kid. And you should check it out. It's a good read. It tells you the story of a man who made millions of dollars. And lost them, not once, but twice, right? He battled with severe panic attacks, anxiety, depression, had a great conversion to the Catholic faith, and he's embraced our faith, and now he wears it on his sleeve, right? Both at work and at home. And, of course, he would probably prefer to talk about the faith and finances with me, but he's brilliant at mixing the two, and he joins me today to give us his assessment on this coming food shortage and all that's now unfolding in the economy, and how it will affect you and your bottom line in the days ahead.